Thank you, Chairman Colton. Once again, Dustin Ramoy, the Fishing Access Site Coordinator for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. The second proposal I have for you today is for a final decision on the Montebello Fishing Access Site located in Region 1 near Dayton on Flathead Lake. Last December, we brought this project to the Commission for endorsement, and since then, it's been a rapidly moving project with partners and the landowner. The property itself is just shy of 15 acres, and it is on the west shore of Flathead Lake, just a few miles west of where Wild Horse Island is located. The project proposal is to acquire this property and to develop it for a fishing access site with the typical infrastructure we would have: boat ramp, parking, access road, a latrine. And somewhat unique to this site is that we propose to have a on-site host pad where we could have a volunteer site host throughout the busy months during the summer to help alleviate any kind of user conflicts or for information, and to have a presence on the site so that we continue a good use by the public here, and typically in a what we expect to be a popular site, that presence can be very helpful for the public and for people that are using the site. So that is part of our development plan with this. Currently, the property is now under ownership by the Montana Outdoor Legacy Foundation, and they are holding the property until we can secure our funding for this acquisition, if approved. The public process that we engaged in included a 30-day public review on an environmental assessment that was, the public comment was open this summer, and it closed on August 9th. We received 54 written comments, 2 verbal comments, 1 petition that was submitted during the comment period that opposed the project that included 30 signatures. And then after the comment period closed, we had received a petition that supported the acquisition. And I believe although those both those petitions were included in the packets that the commission received. There were comments in equal numbers, roughly, both supporting and opposing the acquisition finalization. The opposition generally came from nearby landowners that had concerns about the development and the use of the property. The comments in support of the project identified that there is a significant need for additional public access on Flathead Lake, and opportunities like these are decreasing as we move towards the future. So this is a unique opportunity. Within the alternatives, if there was no action taken, then FWP would not purchase and develop this property for an FAS. The preferred alternative is alternative B, which is that FWP would finalize the acquisition of this property and develop it for public access to Flathead Lake. The staff recommends that the commission finalize and authorize the acquisition of this property to be developed as the Montebello Fishing Access Site on Flathead Lake. One quick clarification about the public comment period. The original cover sheet that went out to the commission and was posted to the public had the facts reversed on the petitions. Originally, it had said the opposing petition came in after the comment deadline and the supporting petition came in during. We fixed the cover sheet. We reversed that. The fact is that the opposition petition came in during the comment period and the supporting petition came in after the comment period. So I just wanted to clarify that for the record. Those documents were fixed, and that should be properly reflected in the public record. So are there any questions for staff?
Any questions from the commission? Do I have a, go ahead, Vice Chairman Duker.
Under the comments and material that we received, it seemed like the people that were in opposed to this acquisition were concerned about, and I guess it's called a good neighbor policy. And I was very happy to hear that you're going to have a host sit there, site, and someone there 24 hours a day, at least during the summer, is if I'm correct there. So we don't have a situation like we do at White Bear out of Great Falls. Also, I do know from around the, not in your area, but other areas where we are short of personnel, we do have problems with the good neighbor policy, if you want to call it that, or maintaining these areas and not causing problems for the additional neighbors. Now, I do support this because I think we do need access there. But if this does go through, I hope that Region 1 in this area will work with those neighboring landowners to address concerns as they come up, or to address the concerns if we can before we actually get this open. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. Further questions or comments from the commission?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to echo Vice Chair Stuker's comments that I think we really have to take the neighboring landowners' concerns very seriously so that we're not just creating more and more problems down the road. Now, reading the decision notice and the materials that came along with the petition, I think the department's done a good job of addressing those concerns and hopefully buffering the impacts of the adjacent landowners. And again, I think the efforts that you've made, staff, to prevent some of those from happening are sufficient. Many of the concerns are prospective; they're theoretical. And I hope the work of the parks folks on site can make sure that a lot of those concerns don't come to pass. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Barrett. Further comment from the commission? I do have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission approve the purchase of 14.89 acres of property along Flathead Lake to be developed and managed as a fishing access site.
I would second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
I have a motion and a second. And this is a final, so it's my understanding, need always clarification from Becky that at this point the comment period is closed. We would not take comment at this time. Is that correct?
Chair Colton, this is Becky Doctor. I would say take public comment at this point because it's not a fishing, hunting, or trapping regulation. And so we usually take public comment at both the proposal and the final for those.
Okay, that makes sense. Is there a public comment regarding the Montebello fishing access site in Region 1? Looks like we have Mr. Elliott, somebody, 377.
That's me. I'm Mitch King with Montana's Outdoor Legacy Foundation and the executive director. And we are excited to be a partner with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks on this this fishing access site endeavor and look forward to working with you further.
Thank you, Mr. King, and thank you for your generosity in this regard.
Commissioners, this is Nick Jivak again with the Montana Wildlife Federation, and we just want to express strong support for this fishing access site. You know, 14 acres along Flathead Lake is pretty much at a premium these days. they're not making more land along that lake, and it's a lot of it is developed. I do think that I hope, and I know the agency will take into consideration what the landowner said and want to be a good neighbor. I had the fortune this weekend to tour the other big project on Flathead Lake, the Slider property, and I can see another opportunity there. But I did that with our president of Flathead Wildlife Inc. And I just like to say that Flathead Wildlife is strongly in support of this proposal. We need to, you know, access to Flathead Lake is at a premium and is pretty limited. So we trust that the agency will do a good job of being a good neighbor with the landowners. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gibach. Further public comment? Seeing none, I'll return this to the commission. All in favor of the motion?
Aye. Signify.
Aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. 2021 fishing regulations.